This podcast is very not safe for work.
Yes, my power love. Here, have this squeezing tube. It contains graphite. Just rub all will be all right. And Leia did it. Her body got darkened by the graphite dust, but she liked it. And masturbating Potamus got very easy and pleasurable. Our duty to approach Optimus and ask permission to land. Granted, my fellow cylindrical pal, you may enter my dark caves of mystery, said Optimus. Leia was hanging on Optimus' dick while R2-D2 sieged the best coordinates to penetrate Optimus' experimental anus.
Can you read it not in that kind of voice?
Is it too hot for you?
Yes, quite.
Luckily for him, Prime's anus was automated to adjust the best diameter for foreign objects entering.
Ah!
Optimus seated on his anus. I'll help you, and Optimus' bowels lights got on. Everything was illuminated, and R2-D2 saw what it really was. A beautifully adorned rectum, full of portraits of Prime's human friends that already visited the place. A camera appeared from a wall and photographed R2-D2, and immediately put a portrait of him on the bowel wall.
What
the hell?
Wow.
At first, R2 got scared, but then the elevator got down. Get down, elevator. And got up and down and up, making a sine wave pattern movement with R2-D2. R2 thought a bit and felt a pleasure down his electrical circuits and optical cables. Anal sex is like this? If it is, he really like a lot. He was upping and downoing, rubbing inside his upper bowel.
Downoing?
Max got sprayed over R2 to help lubricate.
The literary world is filled with thousands of brilliant tomes, undiscovered jewels of knowledge and insight, ethereal texts of beauty and heartbreak. Bearing the soul of the human condition, these works are just waiting, begging to be told. The stories herein, however, are not those kinds of works. Tonight, prepare yourself to witness a battle of the ages. In this corner, the men and women known only as Nighthorse. With their combined intellectual weight and steadfastness, they steel themselves for the slaughter to come. And in this corner, from the dark dredges of the internet, the worst of the worst kind of literary abortion, fan fiction. Bad fan fiction. Fan fiction so terrible that to even approach it is to go mad. The battleground, dramatic reading. The weapons, alcohol. Inebriating substances which, when our readers make mistakes and fumbles in their recitation, will be imbibed in order to preserve their mental stability. The winner is determined by who falls first, the selection of fanfiction, or a member of Nighthorse. This is Friday Night Fanfiction.
All right, tonight on Overclocked After Dark's terrible reading of fan fictions, we have myself, level 99.
Hi, I got poo on my mouth.
Brushfire. Hello.
Yes.
And who are you guys?
Okay, well, this is Dia, Dragon Avenger.
Hi, lady.
Hi, man.
Who else?
She said that was a man.
That would be me, Devin, aka Epicenter, aka holy crap, the cute little mouse is bouncing.
And who's the other person? The last person, I think, is Valerie, right?
Oh my god, that's me?
Vilecat.
Hey. Yeah. Hello there.
Oh my goodness.
Hello. And we have pizza and drinks, and we're going to be reading something that Dragon Avenger wants us to read. What's it called?
It is called Choco Love.
Oh,
it is
god.
A Final
I'm
Fantasy
hot already.
Fanfiction.
Final Fantasy VII fanfiction? Fantastic.
Yes. Should I read where it says warnings?
Yes.
Yeah. Says, warnings, extreme amounts of yaoi, fluffiness, chocobo-ness, NC-17, beast, anal MM, and all that good stuff, ..
Good stuff, huh?
Fantastic. Yeah. All right, well, since it's your fault that we're reading this, you're going to read the first page.
Disclaimer, I don't own Final Fantasy, chocobos, or Cloud, and this is why.
Okay, so the author says that he doesn't own Final Fantasy, and then he goes on to say he doesn't own something that's contained within the Final Fantasy subject, and then another... Why didn't he just say, I don't own Final Fantasy? Because all of those are still in Final Fantasy.
Teacher, pizza.
Can I restart now?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
The lush jade grass swayed gently towards the earth's bosom from the warm breeze that swept over Nibel Valley.
Wait, so this valley has tits?
Not nipples.
Yes, yes it does. And it sways.
Hot swaying nipple valley.
Yes.
Bosoms.
The sun had just reached its highest peak, setting a comfortable temperature for the relaxed herd of chocobo. A mother chocobo was grazing lazily a ways off from the herd with her son near, just in case a wolf should happen to come. I wonder if the wolf is going to come. Others were lazing in the sun, their eyes fluttered closed, taking a quiet snooze. Only one chocobo that stood out with its golden color was on, with his head held tall and his eyes trailed across the grassland for any hidden threat.
Like
his golden feathers seemed to glow as he made long, graceful strides, making the sun's rays bounce off his form. The chocobo ruffled his feathers as another warm breeze traveled by, caressing his feathers. There are no commas. Entire thing. Anyways, his gray eyes narrowed as he saw a slight movement in the grass up ahead, around 19 meters. Why 19?
And why meters?
Well,
shut up!
It kind of
seven
like
thrusts hertz per second.
They spelled color C-O-L-O-U-R, and that usually leads to be like the English slash not American spelling, so...
I just read that as Kalur.
I'll drink to that.
Kalur? Anyways... He stomped one talon on the ground, shaking his head, keeping keen eyes on the movement. Suddenly, grass parted, and a large Nibel wolf lunged forward, heading straight for the herd.
Ruff!
The alpha let a loud cry of alarm, alerting the others, who quickly rushed to their feet, forming a ring around their young chicks.
Hey, baby, I got your back.
Heck yeah. Chicks.
Let her be.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Anyways, the mother... who was grazing further off, went to join the herd, but the wolf was between them. The wolf snarled, licking its jaws as it lunged for the mother's chick. The mother let out a cry of outrage, trying to strike it with one of her talons. The wolf easily caught the fragile limb in his mouth, crunching down. The mother chocobo fell to the ground, flopping her wings in panic as the wolf went to make the finishing blow.
One could
say wait a minute. The chocobo fell to the ground instead of continuing to fight.
Yes. Because it only has one leg.
One
and
could
how
say,
would fight.
One could say it was finger-licking good.
That wasn't
you guys
funny.
Make terrible comments tonight.
How long did it take for you to come up with that? How long have you been waiting to use it?
A couple of minutes.
Use it again at the end. As the wolf's mouth went to close on the long, skinny throat, the gold alpha struck. He slashed its beak back. Fuck. He slashed its back, making the wolf turn. The wolf growled, snapping his jaws at the large bird. But the gold chocobo beat it back with his wings. So wait, the other one falls over because it's crunched, but this thing can beat it back with wings?
Wow. Well, the gold chocobo had much nicer feathers, meaning he came from a nice upper-class chocobo family from Southside.
Alright.
No.
Alright. The chocobo let out another angry cry, chasing the injured wolf away from the hurt mother, continuously pecking at its side and face. The wolf quickly retreated with its tail tucked between its legs. The alpha let out a loud wark, ensuring that the wolf knew not to return before trotting back to the injured mother.
Just wark.
Wark.
Wark. Wark.
Stop barking, goddamn you.
Wark.
Wark.
Go ahead.
Wark.
Uh-huh. The gray chocobo let out a pitiful wark as the male tried to help her to her feet. She struggled and fell back down. Her leg was bleeding heavily, and it lay at an odd angle. Now, the other chocobos gathered around, nuzzling the mother, trying to encourage her. No comma in that sentence. A light blue chocobo walked forward with his head bowed in submission before looking at the leader. We can take her to cloud.
Da-da-da!
Yes, I didn't know chocobos could fly.
Keep going.
The alpha glared suspiciously at the other. The blue chocobo, Bracken, apparently his name is Bracken, had only come to the herd a month ago, spouting off stories of a beautiful white-skinned human chocobo who had a soft tuft of hair on his head that rivaled the sun and eyes the color of the ocean and sky. The alpha stood taller to his full height, glaring at the outsider. You will take me to this god, and I and the herd shall see.
Wait, when was he declared a god?
I don't know. The two younger chocobos lifted the female onto their back, with their son sticking close to their side. Bracken looked at the sky. We head towards the lowering sun.
West.
Indeed.
Devin, you can read next.
Okay.
There you go.
All right.
Wait, I thought they were going west. Now it says they're going north.
Well
who says? You know, why are you immediately assuming that the Final Fantasy world has the same east to westage sun.
That's the reason that why fantasy is so...
Reed, I stopped eating my pizza for you guys. Just read!
The chocobos travel north, over Nibel Mountain, a place none of the chocobos dare to go. Until now.
Dun, 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 dun. Dun, dun, dun.
Wait a minute, I thought one chocobo had already seen Clef. I'm confused. Just read. Never mind.
The
Just
alpha's read. Eyes widened as they stood in front of extremely tall grass. Large grass. Large grass?
Yes, large
all types
grass. Fucking big grass, alright?
Man, bitch, you got some big grass.
Foliage.
You need to trim that back, dude.
That held all types of foliage and large sweet berries he had never even heard about. Bracken seemed to smirk. Those are called trees. We head into the forest. Cloud will be there.
Wait a minute. So a chocobo's never seen a goddamn tree before? I'm dreaming.
They did live on the plains. I mean, the plains don't have any trees because the trees are on the trees and the plains are...
That still doesn't make sense.
These aren't very adventurous chickens, clearly. The alpha seemed to frown at Bracken, but they continued into the forest. The herd came upon a clearing that held a small waterfall that trickled into a small circular spring. A small bridge of foliage led to the middle of the water, where a large glowing rock was. Lay her on the rock. The spirit gods will come and heal her when the moon is at its highest.
I really like the contrast. The small waterfall and the small spring and the small bridge, but the large rock.
It's a fucking big rock.
And it glows.
The two black chocobos trotted to the rock, gently laying the mother down. We have to wait by the shore.
There are shores around springs, but...
And small waterfalls.
Don't go chasing... Go ahead.
The herd sat down near the pool and waited. Time passed slowly, and still no one came. This is riveting. The pool shined down, highlighting the sleepy chocobos. The alpha looked at Bracken. Where is this god? I see no one...
It's a question.
Bracken was wondering the same thing. He'll come. I know he will.
Yeah, Bracken said defiant. Right.
The others fell asleep as time passed, but the alpha was determined to stay up staring at the resting mother, who was bleeding profusely. He was prepared to banish the younger outsider for his lie and making them cross the forbidden Nibel Mountain. Bracken snuffled in his sleep, diverting the alpha's attention for a split second. His eyes widened as he heard the sound of parting water. It was Moses!
No!
He turned around and saw the water begin to rise in a white vapor. He looked to the waterfall and saw a pale figure walk out and onto the small foliage bridge.
Now, wait a minute.
Foliage!
First off, how do you hear the sound of parting water?
He has a very active imagination.
It goes, let five people go!
Indeed. And then notice that he rises out of the water, and then he walks out of the waterfall.
The moon's beams fell upon the figure, and the chocobo dare not move in fear of making the illusion disappear, because that's totally how it works. The creature looked just like Bracken described, absolutely beautiful. The god let out a sound of sadness as he laid white hands on the mother's leg. She continued to sleep peacefully as the god's eyes began to glow a bright blue. The pale beauty brought a hand to his mouth, nipping his finger. Three droplets of crimson flowed from the finger onto the wound, and the alpha stared in disbelief as the wound began to heal right before his eyes, as if by magic.
It's actually a pretty big coincidence, but chocobos don't know that you give a chocobo like 9 or 10 hours, the wounds will seal up.
Yeah, you know.
He stood up and walked toward his feet. He stood up and walked toward his own feet. Okay, let me stand up and walk toward my feet. Hang on. Silent as they stepped on the dude grass, one of the females in the herd sneezed in her sleep before cuddling close to another.
Clef.
You know, when you add those details, the story comes alive.
Oh yeah, the sneezing totally. I thought they were all busy staring at the god. Why are they now sneezing dramatically?
In sleep.
All of them are asleep except for him, I think.
Yeah.
And then why did it say the chocobo, did not move for fear of making the illusion disappear?
Maybe there was more than one or two that the author completely missed. I don't know.
They're like the red shirt chocobos?
Sure.
Keep reading, I want a drink.
The beautiful god looked up in surprise, and these beautiful glowing blue eyes widened in surprise at the large golden chocobo that was close to the bridge. He smiled softly at him, petting the sleeping female's head. The god Bracken called the god Bracken called loud walked back to the god punctuation gods are crying already walked back to the waterfall which parted for him. He made a head motion. What? And the alpha ran forward quickly following him. I made a head motion once and it was really obscene. I think I got time out for it. The alpha's eyes widened as he noticed the inside had lush moss covering the whole bottom as soft as his bedding nibble plies.
I don't like where this is going. I don't like it one bit.
Kalad smiled before sitting down on the soft bedding. The girl Chocobo cocked his head to the side, trotting over and sitting next to him, wanting to feel the body heat of the pretty, pretty god Cloud.
You really need a pop filter.
Those are called consonants, Devo. Cloud laid a pale Chocobo's head, stroking the soft plumage. The alpha cooed contently, stretching his neck so the pretty god could scratch.
Oh, God.
Dude, I can smell your breath all the way across the internet because of how much you're enunciating.
It's my turn yet.
Val, you're reading next.
Oh, I want to read next. It's got nipple in it.
You get the last one.
I didn't get the last one.
Cloud giggled, stroking his long, nimble fingers down the neck and massaging the back. The alpha rubbed his head underneath Cloud's chin, cooing in a soft trill before going lower and rubbing his head on Cloud's nipple, making it bee.
Oh!
Yeah.
Wow.
Hot, I guess.
He let out a pitiful, strange roar, his cock sliding from its sheet as he stood.
What?
Cloud cocked his head to the side before chuckling. Quack.
I'm drinking.
He's a little penguin. Cloud's nimble fingers reached out and grasped the red prick, squeezing softly before rubbing his thumb in the slit. The alpha let out a breathless, croaky trill. Cloud got on his knees and slid the giant bird's prick into his mouth.
Oh, I'm drinking again.
I have the worst part.
I'm sure it gets worse than this.
I was gonna say that's not the worst part.
Oh jeez. The alpha thrust forward as cut tongs slid under Navy's penis before licking across the head, digging into his lip.
Ah!
Yes, Cloud is giving a blowjob to Chocobo.
But no. Digging into the slit? As in, like, the tongue is digging into the penis slit.
Hot.
Mmm.
Ew. Ow.
That's exactly what's
That is how you get urinary tract infections.
Oh, it's a goddamn Chocobo.
They don't have urinary tract infections, Steve. They're magical.
Yeah, they have bird flu.
All right, keep going.
I'm not sure I want to. Anyway. Cloud bobbed his head up and down the bird's land, swallowing twice. The golden alpha stomped his foot in excitement as Cloud reached out with his left hand to fondle the bird's balls.
Why does he have a hand? He has wing.
No, Cloud.
Cloud did.
I'm confused as to what Cloud's anatomy is like.
I'm ready to accept just about anything at this point. Like, his eight prehensile cocks come out of his nostrils and start gang raping the entire flock.
Oh god.
Okay,
I think Cloud is essentially human.
Okay.
Keep going, Val.
Cloud leaned back, sliding the cock out of his mouth, staring at it to make sure it was nice and wet. He gave the head one last lick before he laid down.
Shut up, David!
The alpha's breath hitched as Cloud lay down fully on the bedding, spreading his milky white legs.
Oh, he must use, lotion.
Cocoa butter, stacked.
Put the lotion on the skin!
Put the lotion on the skin.
This is like a St. Ives commercial.
He nares it.
The girl Chocobo cooed, his dick hanging hot and heavy between his legs. Cloud trailed back, spreading his legs wider. His own cock standing erect, rubbing pre-cum across his You guys enjoying your supper over there?
I'm glad I'm not drinking a milkshake.
I'm enjoying eating my dinner three times in a row.
Why is there white cheese on this pizza?
Should have got something greasier.
Hey, you know what I have for dessert? Vanilla pudding snacks.
Mm.
Oh, wait.
Are
you going to put it across your stomach?
Uh-huh.
Oh,
Yalfa stepped between them, rubbing his large wings across the side of Cloud's stomach and thighs. Cloud shuddered and fluttered as the downy feathers brushed across his sensitive penis. Cloud arced his hips upwards until the large cock was grazing his crack. The chocobo pushed forward, his cock searching for the entrance.
Searching for the entrance! His penis is on a quest to find the back door.
Let me get this straight. Cloud is a god in this, right? So why is he a bottom?
Probably because the author couldn't figure out how to do it the other way around.
I've seen Tifa porn where she has sex with a chocobo.
Don't want to hear this. Keep reading.
I forget where I read it, but I know that if you have sex with a chicken, it will die, guaranteed.
Keep reading, please.
What?
Or was that a duck?
Or a lark?
I don't like how that came out sounding like a... Anyways.
The guy recommended breaking its neck at orgasm.
Just keep reading, Val.
He would have choked the chicken.
Thank you.
Okay. Cloud whined in disappointment as he missed.
That's why he was searching.
Get him the first try.
I'm on the edge of my seat here, people.
Grabbing the bird's penis, Cloud guided it into his puckered entrance, groaning as the chuggable surged forward in excitement until his whole land was inside of the man.
Okay, so Cloud doesn't even break into this. It doesn't go like a little bit and a little more. He just pushes the whole thing in on thrust one.
He's like, yeah!
That's a bird!
That's an impacted colon.
Well, I was gonna say, I don't think it's... Chocobo really knows how to take it, gentlemen.
Yeah. Chocobos are all about hitting and quitting it.
Oh, snap.
Okay.
Anyway, Cloud shuddered in pleasure.
I got like 4 chapters left. The alpha quivered in pleasure at the silky walls tightened around his penis, seemingly drawing him deeper. The Chocobo drew back until only the head was resting in the key before surging forward, starting at a fast pace. In, out. In. Out.
60 hertz.
I'm never eating at the In-N-Out Burger ever again.
Cloud was panting as sweat trickled down his face and chest dampening the bird's feathers. His body was moving with the thrust and he harked as the bird hit his prostate.
Actually, this is prostrate.
Prostrate.
Yeah, prostrate.
It's a substrata called the prostrate.
Heaving again, Cloud brought his arms forward, circling them around the bird's neck, nuzzling into the plumage on the chocobo's cheek. So he's, he's really flexible.
This would be very romantic if it wasn't completely horrifying.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's touching if it weren't for the whole chocobo Cloud having sex situation.
The golden alpha allowed the high-pitched work, seeing he was closed. Cloud harked his hips, squeezing inward before wrapping a leg around the bird's body right under a frantically beating wing.
This is like yoga or something.
How do you squeeze inward?
I think it's like squeezing outward, but in reverse.
No shit! Oh, jeez. I just want to finish this. Cloud continued to pant as every thrust the chocobo made not only stimulated his prostate. I got it right! But sent silky feathers rubbing against his sensitive dick.
He's gonna, poop out feathers later.
Quiet. Yeah.
Cloud let out a hoarse moan, screaming into the bird's long neck as his semen splattered over his stomach and the bird's chest, causing him to clench tighter on the dick inside of his tight channel.
Never heard it referred to as tight channel, but okay.
Won't be tight for long.
Oh ho.
The chocobo
tight channel. Was this written by a cartographer in the 1600s?
The chocobo let out a loud cry, biting down hard on Cloud's shoulder, causing it to bleed. Blood seeped into the bird's mouth as the chocobo began to thrust, erratically sending jets of come with 2 M. Inside the blonde of the blonde's body, neither of them noticed in their passionate frenzy when the bird's eyes began to glow like Cloud's own.
Oh, that was painful, wasn't it?
You're telling me.
Great, so now not only does he speak English, but he's also a god.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Alright, my turn.
Chocobo speaks and bird. He speaks chocobo.
If you missed the fanfiction on AGMPH, it contained the line, Pikachu, since you swallowed our cum, you can speak our language.
Because that's totally how it works.
Well, oh, yeah.
Wars would end if we just get more blowjobs.
All right, I'm going to go. Let me find my spot.
Your spot?
I got it.
His spot is right next to Pro Street.
Yeah, right underneath the Pro. Past the feathers.
Past the milky white legs.
Why is Brushfire touching my arm? Lark. Why is he touching my arm and working?
Lark.
Can you please stop that? Get up. Can you get to the other side of the room, please? Lark. Go in your corner.
It's better than him touching your milky white legs.
Lark.
Get your finger away from my jean cuff. When the bird finally stopped thrusting, he lay on top of Cloud with his mouth open panting. Cloud was panting harshly as well, sweat clinging to his body, making the gold's feathers stick to him. Cloud smiled up at the bird, brushing a hand against the chocobo's left cheek.
Aww.
Afterglow.
Post
it's almost sweet.
Yeah, except for the fact that the cub is all over the place and there's blood coming off his shoulder.
And he's got feathers stuck
all over. He's got feathers pretty much stuck in his dick. The chocobo seemed to...
Dude, he got jizzed and feathered, basically.
Oh. That's nice.
That's an excellent image I want to see. Uh-huh. Thank you.
I want to see fan art.
All right, I'll do something.
Oh, my God.
I'll do some work this week.
I bet it exists.
What?
Old 34.
I just found a cake of Cloud Strife fucking a chocobo. It's a cake. It's a cake with Cloud fucking a chocobo.
Can we see this?
Can we see this, please?
Yes, yes, you can. Right, but you're going to wish happy.
What the fuck?
Especially when you consider how much the frosting on its chest looks like. Yeah, that was probably intentional.
All right, you know, I'm making that the image for this reading.
There you go.
Damn my inquisitive mind.
That poor chocobo looks.
All right, can I keep reading, please?
He should have broken his neck as he was... Never mind.
The chocobo seemed to smile back as he lowered his head to nuzzle underneath Cloud's chin. Cloud purred, throwing his head... Cloud purred?
Yes.
Purring? So he speaks English, chocobo, and cat.
Yes.
No. He spent too much time with pizza.
Barring his throat in submission... The chocobo continued to nuzzle it before standing up and sliding out of Cloud's body. Ah, oh, this is gonna hurt. Cloud let out a grunt as the head of the bird's dick popped out and white semen dribbled out onto the mossy ground.
Oh.
Yay.
So next time you see... Can you turn that off?
Yes.
Thank you.
He sounds totally this current.
The bird lowered his head curiously, taking in the sight of the red puckered entrance that clinched a few times as the liquid slid out lazily. I just have the image of the cake in my head right now. The alpha nuzzled it with his beak, making Cloud's breath hitch as the bird opened his mouth, breathing on the sensitive opening.
What the hell?
Cloud clinched again before propping himself up with his elbows. Nani? The bird leaned forward, and Cloud licked the white fluff off the beak with his tongue.
No, it is not fluff.
That's definitely not
right.
Fluff.
Fluid. No. I was combining the words fluid and off together, and it made it seem a lot less bad as it looks now. White fluid off the beak with his tongue.
Wow.
The chocobo yawned before stepping... Why are you making every sound effect, David?
Cause...
Quack.
Quack. I lost my place now. The chocobo yawned before stepping between Cloud's legs and laying down, spreading his wings over Cloud's form. Cloud purred in content, laying down, allowing the alpha chocobo to cover his form. The alpha looked at Cloud with his glowing eyes before drifting off to sleep. Aww.
Aww.
That's almost cute.
It's almost cute. He's gonna
Except a bird is squatting on him.
He's gonna have feathered man babies.
He's gonna hatch. When the alpha woke, he noticed Cloud wasn't underneath him, and the semen on his chest was gone. Thank God. He ran to the entrance, peeking out of the waterfall to see Cloud washing himself off in the middle of the spring. Shut up.
Wow.
The alpha grunted grumpily, flopping into the water, swimming to the blonde before letting his feet all the way down, standing easy. Cloud turned, smiling at him as he continued to rinse his hair. Quark! The alpha complained, making Cloud huff softly in laughter, taking the alpha's face in his hands, brushing his cheeks with his thumb. The elf nipped Cloud's hair, yanking a strand playfully. Cloud let out a laugh, splashing the bird in return. Aw, they're playful. They should have done that before having anal sex.
You know?
Well, you know, the gold chocobo just means business.
You know, I can just imagine, like, a Lifetime movie, the really happy music playing while Cloud and the chocobo are splashing water at each other.
Mm-hmm. See, this is how chocobo really mate. The anal sex is just the courtship ritual.
Ah!
The gold chocobo seemed to grin before nuzzling the right corner of Cloud's neck as the sun twinkled down, making the water glow.
Wait, how do you nuzzle the corner of somebody's neck?
David, stop touching my neck.
It's so
with your beak.
It's so white and fluffy.
Milky.
Creamy.
Milky.
It's so creamy.
Floof. The chocobo followed Cloud to shore before spreading his wings and shaking himself off. Cloud let out a cry of laughter as the droplets hit him.
Well, he did just get raped by a... Well, not raped, but...
No, it was very consensual, dude.
Oh, no. Yes. Yeah, because he was puckering. It was definitely consensual.
He's like, give it to me, big bird.
First. He clinched. Started a blowjob.
He clinched. He didn't pucker. He clinched.
He said it was puckered.
Yeah, he said it was puckered.
He said it was puckered.
Yeah, it was red and puckered.
Well, there was clinching afterwards.
Yeah, that's because he was like, oh, it's so good.
Once it's in, you got to make it hard to get out.
What? Yeah, he knows what he's talking about.
Continuing on.
Next.
The alpha cooed as the blonde wrapped his arms around the bird's neck. Cloud nuzzled the gold bird's cheek, purring in his, quote, ear, quote.
It's not even a quote. It's like half a quote.
It's like a parenthesis.
Does that stand for his ass?
I have no idea.
It's a colloquial.
No, because birds don't really have ears.
The alpha tittered, his red penis sliding out of its sheath. Keeps it in a sheath like a samurai sword?
Ka-shwing!
Steve, that's what it was like.
Oh, so it's like an extendo glove.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't see what David just did, so I'm assuming the absolute worst.
The chocobo lowered Cloud onto the ground, and Cloud spread his legs to make room, wrapping them around the bird's body as the alpha thrusted forward, burying his dick into the blonde. Cloud,
can we back up a little bit? How does a chocobo lower him?
I'm guessing a chocobo is pretty heavy.
I think the chocobo tackled Cloud onto the ground.
That would
the writer was only thinking with one hand at this point.
Cloud threw his head back, letting out a cry as the bird continued to thrust inside of him as he squeezed his legs tighter around the chocobo's body. The chocobo nuzzled his neck, thrusting faster, his penis brushing against the blonde's prostate with each erratic jab.
It's
an erratic jab.
Cloud keened, burying his head into the bird's chest as he climaxed, the alpha following right behind him.
Of course it would follow behind.
Well, it would be nice
if
there was a
comma stop saying in there. Alpha, because I keep imagining Alpha 5.
It's a jizz parade going on right now. Dave, I'm not even going to bother copy-pasting right now. Actually, no, we should, because...
I guess they...
Yeah, they kind of want to read it.
Yep.
I can't imagine why.
Mm-hmm.
Hooray!
Only for a little while.
You guys are my bitches now.
Fuck you.
You are not the alpha.
I am totally the alpha.
I don't think so.
I am. You can be the alpha female, but I get to be the alpha male.
What does that make me?
It makes you...
What, but the bitch?
It makes you... What was the hell that other one? Bracton or whatever that other...
The bitch.
The bitch bird.
Bracton, which I'm pretty sure means salt water.
Okay, check out this riveting dialogue. Wark! Wark! The alpha and Cloud looked up to see the herd surrounding them curiously, some of them smirking and others looking at Cloud curiously. One of the younger chocobos, 2 year old, strutted forward, sniffing Cloud's hair before nipping at it happily.
They were watching.
Yeah.
Anyway,
what are those chocobos and humans doing?
Cloud laughed, leaning up and standing as the alpha got off his form. cumbersome wording. Shut up, Steel.
But what's even better is that the other chocobo comes up and starts playing with his hair while they're still, like, having sex.
It. Yeah.
Well, they just finish, apparently.
Look, yeah, they finished, but, you know, they're still...
Cloud patted the bird's head before cocking an eyebrow at Bracken. See you, Bracken! I knew I remembered his name. Who had walked forward, practically bouncing in excitement. The alpha snapped back at the 2-year-old, and Bracken, standing in front of Cloud, protectively letting out a hissing sound. Cloud giggled, brushing the strand of hair out of his eyes.
Alpha Sama, do you believe me now?
Dear Lord.
Bracken asked haughtily.
The alpha ignored him.
Hang on.
What?
Indiana University's mascot, Bracken, is also used as an adjective for someone who is very, very drunk.
All right. The more you know. The alpha ignored him in favor of Nuzzle and Cloud. The mother, who was responsible for this trip, warked as she stared at Cloud standing on her healed leg.
Cloud was standing on her leg?
God. Yeah, you know what? If there was a comma, that wouldn't be like that, but yeah.
Yeah.
Shall we take our pot and sir? This place is full of unpredictable magic.
She said, staring at Cloud. The alpha frowned at her before looking at Cloud.
All of you get in travel condition. We leave soon.
Cloud gave a sad smile and began to walk back towards the waterfall. The alpha ran forward to catch up, leaving the befuddled herd to do as he commanded. The alpha bumped Cloud's back, making him turn.
Are you leaving now?
You are leaving now?
Oh, you are leaving now?
That's an awkward comma placement, too.
Again.
Yes.
Wait. Yeah. You are leaving now?
Whatever.
Whatever. Anyway, the alpha shook his... Fuck you, Steve.
Stuck!
The alpha shook his head, nudging Cloud again. Come with me. Cloud bit his lip, looking around the forest.
My home!
The alpha laid his head on Cloud's shoulder, nuzzling his cheek.
My home will be yours! Stay with me, please!
No, that was the chocobo talking.
Oh, sorry.
My home will be yours. Stay with me, please.
Wait, there's no question mark there, so it's...
more.
Cloud sighed, smiling.
As you wish, Alpha-sama,
he said, snickering. The alpha grunted before grinning back.
Call me Fenrir. I'm the leader of a Nibel Valley rock herd.
So he's actually the wolf god.
Yeah.
Meh.
The alpha lowered himself and allowed Cloud to climb on his back. Cloud smiled, hugging his neck tightly as he began to walk.
My name is...
The voice of the for Cloud.
My name is Cloud Strife. I'm a Fae of Nibble Forest, and I guess soon to be Fae of Nibble Valley.
Now, my beloved Cloud, let us go home.
As they traveled back over Nibble Mountain Rock, they made sure to subtly ignore Brackett's smirking.
Not to be confused with Fraggle Rock.
Sabora, done. Fraggle. If you want me to make a story... Do you want Cloud to be A, discovered, captured by the Turks / soldiers who go on a mission to Nibel? Or B, Cloud getting kidnapped and brought / saved by the Turks / soldiers from an underground slave trade ring? Or C, your idea?
How about you friggin' commit seppuku right now?
I'm writing one right now. Cloud and the Alpha. How do you spell Alpha? Alpha have gay sex and then die of bird AIDS.
It could be a very gripping scene as they both, you know, take lots and lots of antibiotics and then die in each other's arms.
Starring John Ritter.
Thanks. So it's Philadelphia Chocobo Edition.
And Tom Hanks as AIDS.
Wow.
All right, so do we need to do another story?
No.
You sure? Because I really,
no.
I really want to do
no.
that one.
No.
Let me do that one. Come on, no. Come on, dude. Let me do it. Come on.
No, leave it for another night.
No, I want to do it tonight.
No,
this is, dude.
No,
that was classic. Come on.
Thank you guys, and have a good night.
Steve, no fun.